Okay.
So I want to give a little introduction because I don't have much to say, so I have to fall. So just a general hashgafa. Rav Shiva used to say a story that the Rav David in Salvaka, I don't exactly, you know, I don't know if this is so relevant, but David apparently was very argumentative. I don't know if that's the right word. But he gave the other guys in the yeshiva a lot of hard time. He used to argue when they said chaburis and derpshatim, shlugged them up a lot. Obviously, the Shem Shemayim, of course. So Shiva said that when the system in Salbaka was that you had to say a chabura, but it wasn't, you weren't allowed to pick your own sugya, because that would be too easy. You're learning something in the Bikiyas or in Morning Seder, and you saw something. Okay, so of course that's easy. But the other fellows picked the chabura sugya for you. So for whatever reason, because they had such love or whatever for Rav David, David used to give everyone such a hard time. So he says, I used to pick for Rav David two different types of sugyas for chaburas. Either they would give him the hardest sugya in Shas, that nothing made sense. Or they would give him a sugya of Gemara Rashi, with nothing, there's no problem whatsoever. Everything is simple. Those are the two sugyas they would give him. The Rav Shiva said, the Rav David said that his best chaburas were on the sugyas of the Gemara Rashi with no problems. Shad is that we have an Amunas Hachamim that there's nothing in Torah that's simple. Even though it looks simple, but it's not simple. This, by definition, Hashem created Torah, there's always tifkeit in it. You just have to find it. So a sugya, which is the hardest sugya in Shas, on one hand it's easy to find this problem, the tifkeit, because it's so difficult. But on the other hand, because it's so difficult, sometimes you lose the trees because of the forest. There's so many things that are unclear, so it's hard to get clarity. When you work with a sugya, which is basically simple, then you delve into it, so it's easier to get clarity, so you can have like even a nicer chibura. And, okay, so we're taking a relatively very, very simple sugya, which probably you guys learned, if you learned the Bikiya Seder, you probably learned it in an hour, half hour, whatever, smeared it over, finished, simple. And we're trying to find some tifkeit in the sugya. Now, the way we find, the first step to finding the tifkeit in the sugya is to find problems. A problem, akasha, is an indication that there's something we're missing. So we're looking for little problems. They don't have to always be big problems, but they're like indicators. Could be sometimes a fetch in the lashon, but it's an indicator that there's something missing. So I have in this little sugya, if you just bring the Gemara Rashi on the daf, see, we'll see once we go off the daf, the more we look at some of the Mepharshim off the daf, maybe it gets a little more interesting. But on the daf, so we have like this. We have a Gemara, without getting into the cases, because the cases are complicated, came along Simchis said that there's a shear for this kerem of 3 tefillah kavim. So Rav Yosi says, Ein edo at a divrei nevius. Okay. Then the Gemara continues, okay, a few lines, then a mamish a line later. I'm not sure. I don't think he's quoted before. I don't think so. It's not such a common amar. Okay. And then the word has it goes off on a long and a Gemara, a little bit what that means, and how do we know that that's true? And then they have another Gemara. And says, "I'm Rav Yechanan. The Yom Shechar Beis Hamikdash Nidna Neviim and Neviim Nidna Shaitim Tinaikas." Okay, that's the Gemara. So Taisus has a Shaita here, when Rav Yosi said that to Sumchas, Ein Edo Adirin Avias. So if it's Lo Nishvach Kamer, he didn't mean to praise him. Edo Kalaymar, what he meant to say, Sha'omer below Tam. He said, what you're saying doesn't make any sense. You have no logic. How do I know? We find in B'chayres that he said over there, also Divrayim Kedivrei Nevi'is. And you see from the context there that it was an insult. Okay, the same thing he says you can say in Arabic. In the Reuven. Now you look up the Tavis over there. And Samach Amud Beis. So Tavis disagrees. Tavis goes ahead and he says that whenever it says Ein Edo Divrei Nevi'is, which is apparently it says a few times, not that often in Josh, but it says does say it in one or two places. You know, I don't know what he said. Kol Makom, apparently he must say it in some other places. I'm not sure if it maybe could just be these two places here, Babasim. So he says it's a shvach. What's a shvach? That ain hachma kazug shemavin achale kolkach far muetis. The Chokhmah could not have figured this out. Ruach HaKodesh Amar. In other words, human seichel cannot hear the difference. It's too fine. And it must be, it's Ruach HaKodesh. How do I know? From Baba Basra. Because he says in Baba Basra, it's a shvach. Over there, I know it's a shvach because it brings right afterwards, V'yom Shechor HaBeis HaMikdash, Nunaviyam and Anaviyam. Masra the Shrach Omar. From Baba Basra, it's Masra the Shrach. What do I do with the Gemara in Bechayres? Over there, it's not a Shrach. So he says, Lo Kamar Hai Lishna. There he uses a different Lashon. It says, Also Divrayim Ke Divrei Nevi'im. So basically, so it comes out as follows. Is that the mashmos of the Gemara in Bar Basra is mashmos the shvach. It's clear from the Gemara in Bechayres and Sikinai. Teretz says it's different to shyness. If you say divrei nevi'is, it's a shvach. If you say also divrayim kedivrei nevi'is, so then it's a gnai. Okay. So we have a machlokes between the two taisim. Taisim in Baba Basra says that it's both of them are a gnai. Taisim Ervin says that no, in Baba Basra it's a shvach, and in Bechayres it's a gnai. Right, there's a shayla. We have almost like a stira in Gemara. We have a Gemara in Basra, which is mashma shvach. We have a Gemara in Erva in Bechayres, which is mashma, which is clear as gnai. So Tavis in Baba Basra, therefore says you have to say they're both gnai, and you have to be deichek the mashmos of the Gemara in Baba Basra. And Titus and Irvin says, no, you don't have to be Deichek the Mashmal, so the Gemara and Baba Basra. Baba Basra is clearly Shvach. You have a Gemara and Bechayres that says it's Gennai. There's no steer because it's two different Ishainas. Okay. So that's the Machlaikas. In other words, again, the Machlaikas is everybody agrees that the Gemara and Bechayres is clearly the Gennai. That's not debatable. Right, Tavis and Irvin says that our Gemara Baba Basra is Mashma and Shvach. Pashas, everyone agrees to that too, that the simple Mashmos above Basra is Mashma and Shvach. But the question is, now what do we do? So Tavis and Baba Basra says, since we want the two Gemaras to be the same, so we have to say they're both Gnai, because Ibrahim is clearly Gnai, and Baba Basra is not so clear. And Tavis and Irvin says, no, you can split the two Gemaras. Okay, the one's Shvach and one's Gnai. So the first step is whenever you have a Machlokes Rishayim, So we always like to figure out, what are they arguing about? Why do they disagree? Why does each one hold to their opinion? So I guess the simple way would say is, you know, there's no big lumdish machlekes here. It's just which teretz is more daichik. Tavis and Baba Basra, and Tavis and Ervin says it's daichik to say that Gemara and Baba Basra is not a shvach. Therefore, he feels it's better to say, to split between the two, Baba Basra and B'chayrit. Tavis and Baba Basra says it's daichik to split between Baba Basra and B'chayrit. So therefore, it's better to be daichik than Gemara and Baba Basra. In other words, whatever you say is a daichik. It's daichik to split between the Gemara and Baba Basra and the Gemara and B'chayrit. They seem to have omerals identical to Lashon. So Tavis is the Ervin's answer is daichik. It's daichik to say Baba Basra is not a shvach. So that's also a daichik. So the question is, which daichik is greater? So it's not such a no big grace in Machleik. Lamdis. So Tavis and Baba Basra feels that I would prefer to be daichik the Gemara and Baba Basra and say it's a Ganai, rather than say the daichik that the two Gemaras are different. And Tavis and Bo and your Ervin says, no, I'd prefer to be say that the two Gemaras are daichik, are different. That's less of a daichik than to be daichik the Gemara and Baba Basra. Okay, so there's no, that would be a simple reading, no great machlokes and lumdis. And okay. The problem is, when you think about it, it doesn't sound so simple. First of all, the daichik that Tavis and Baba Basra are saying is not like this little daichik. It's like, I don't know, it sounds to me like out of the world. It sounds like one of the dechukim that Rashiva would say. If I would say that, they would kick me out of the base medrash. Rashiva used to say that sometimes. Look what happened here. The Gemara goes ahead and they quote Rav Yossi saying, Divrei Neviyot. Okay? I'm Rav Yehuda Divrei Neviyot. A line later, they bring in Rav Avraham Dehimi de Min Chaifa Min Miyon Shechor Beis Hamikdash Nitna Nevuah Min Hanaviyah Nitna Achamim. What's the Hamshach? What's that doing here in this Gemara? Why all of a sudden in Baba Basra, we're discussing Baba Basra, we get this Sugya, Rav Avraham Dehimi Bin Chaifa. I don't know, maybe sometimes they quoted him before. I don't know, but I don't think he's called before, and it has nothing to do with anything. Like, what's he doing here? What's the connection? All of a sudden, we go ahead, and they just decide to stick it in, and it's just coincidental that the line before that just happened to mention in the Vias, there are just, what a coincidence, right? What amazing coincidence. The line before, Rav Yossi just happened to say, Divrei Neviyot. It's apparently, at least according to the Mesiris Hashas, Ein Eda Divrei Neviyot. According to Mesiris Hashas, that is stated in two places in Shas, that expression. One's here and one's in Ervin. And then, coincidentally, out of the blue, we have the Rav Avdimi Bar Min Chaiva. We decided to mention him here. Also, he's not mentioned anywhere else in Shas. And what a coincidence! You know, I mean, I thought that when people were saying that this corona, this COVID, you know, that started in this city, and I don't know how you pronounce the name of the city, in China.
Wuhan.
Wuhan. Now, it just happens to be that there's a lab there that makes viruses. Just coincidental, you know? You know, there's about a million cities in the world, and the one city where it started happened to be where the lab for viruses. No, but it has nothing to do with each other, you know? I thought the people were crazy when they, you know, expect me to believe that. You know, that, you know, because it's politically correct, whatever. Yeah, but come on, a little logic, you know. What a coincidence. So what are they, here we got a coincidence. I can't say, you know. Two Gemaras, one right next to each other. They both discussing Neviyot. There's no reason why the Gemara all of a sudden went to the to bring in this Gemara of Neviyot. But they have nothing to do with each other, because the first Gemara is talking about praise, and the second Gemara is talking about Gnai, so they have nothing to do with each other, right? Because They're not the same Nevi'ahs. The first Gemara we say, when he said ain't a divrei Nevi'ahs, he meant to say a praise. The second Gemara, he didn't say you're saying Nevi'ahs. He's saying you're saying stupidity. Right? So they have nothing to do with each other. So what are they doing here? I don't know. To me, it's a plea atzum. It's such a Taivis says, yeah, okay. So I don't know. Taivis says it, he says it. Maybe Taivis means, okay, that's what happened. I assume what Taivis means is that Gemara was written orally in its bow pair. So it was a memory aid. This said the word Nevi'ahs, this said the word Nevi'ahs. Even though the two word Nevi'ahs has nothing to do with each other, this Nevi'ahs means a shvach and this Nevi'ahs means a ganai, but it's a way of remembering. So we put them together. But it sounds extremely, extremely daifik. On the other hand, Taivis' answer in Ervin sounds about as glatt as can be. In fact, it doesn't even sound daifik, it sounds right. It says over here, divrei Nevi'ahs. Divrei Nevi'ahs means it's divrei Nevi'ahs. Over there in Bechoris, the lashon is also gedivreim, also divreim. You made your words kid divrei Nevi'ahs. You made it like Nevi'ahs. Now kid divrei Nevi'ahs means it's not Nevi'ahs. That's what it means. You made your words kid divrei Nevi'ahs. That means you're not saying it's Nevi'ahs. You're saying it is like Nevi'ahs. So obviously you're not saying it's Nevi'ahs. So there's no, it's clear that what the Erevin says is right. It's not even Dachik. That's the Parshat Shach. Here it says it's Divrei Nevi'ahs. That means it's Divrei Nevi'ahs. Over there it's saying it's not Nevi'ahs. It's only similar to Nevi'ahs. Well, how can something be similar to Nevi'ahs if it's really Nevi'ahs and it's not similar to Nevi'ahs? That means that it's not Nevi'ahs. It's only has something, so if it's not Nevi'ahs, if it's Nevi'ahs, then it's not Kiddivrei Nevi'ahs. You can't be Nevi'ahs and it's different Kiddivrei Nevi'ahs. It's also, you made it as if it's Nevi'ahs. Well, you can't make as if something's Nevi'ahs. I know what that means. You take something that's not Nevi'ahs and you make it as if it's Nevi'ahs. So obviously what it means is that there's a similarity to Nevi'ahs in the sense, okay, that Nevi'ahs, the person who's saying it, it just doesn't know what he's saying it, and it just says it without a reason. And you're also, that I understand. There's some similarity. But, so I don't see why, even what the question from Bechiris is. It seems, if anything, I would have thought that the Taivis' answer in Ervin is Pashup Shat. Taivis, because you can't say in Bechiris it's Nevi'ahs. Because he says, also divrayim kid divrayim Nevi'ahs. So of course, what the Taivis says in Ervin is pashtus. Lo kamar hai lishna also divrayim kid divrayim Nevi'ahs. Very nice. So I don't know. To me, it's just so strange, the Taivis in Baba Basra, that he's coming along and saying this horrendous daichik, that the Gemara starts out with saying Shvach and the Nevi'ahs, and all of a sudden they switch to some, out of the blue, they come to some new sugya, and they mean something completely different. It sounds like such a, right, that's what Taivis in Ervin says, and it can't be, you know, there's, because it's, you know, we see from Bera Basra that it's a Shvach. Mashma the Shvach Kama, you read the sequence of the Gemara, the Shvach. And it's based on this, the problem from Bechiris. I don't hear the problem from Bechiris. Okay, so that is the first question. I'm just trying to understand Taivis in Baba Basra. Why does Taivis feel that the Gemara in Bechiris is such a strong raya? If anything, I don't see any raya at all. Why that he feels that it's such a super super strong raya that it, rather than say the answer of Taivis and Ervin, it's better to be to go ahead and to make the daichik that the Gemara somehow, I don't know what the connection is, and there is no connection, and it's just I'm rambling, or just I'm connecting, there was a connection of a word, I don't know. So to understand, so that's the first question. What is Pshat Taivis about Basra, and what is he, or to say it differently, say more in a Lomdish way, what is he, Nikudas HaMachloikas, is he between the Taivis and Baba Basra, and Taivis and Ervin? Okay, that would be point number one. Point number two, we have to always have something fetching. I don't know. When I read Tosfos, I got bothered by the lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Ein era era divrei neviim, lo shvach amar." Now, what pshat if Tosfos had a hava mina that's a shvach? On the tzad that's a shvach, what is he saying? He's saying that, you know what, this is something that makes no logical human sense, and you're saying it because you're a navi. Because otherwise, nobody else could know. There's no way you could say something that makes no sense unless you're a navi. So that's where the shrach means. Ela, so what does it mean? Kloimar, sha'omer b'lotam. Now, omer b'lotam is not the opposite of shrach, because shrach is also omer b'lotam. It's like you're not hitting. I can drink, but it's like you're not hitting the nail on the head. You have two choices. Parshat Shad, both choices agree that Divrei Neviim means it's Omer Belo Tam. The only thing is, am I saying Omer Belo Tam, and the reason why you said it because you're a Navi, because you had Ruach HaKadosh, or am I saying Omer Belo Tam because you're Stam, you're some idiot. Idiot, but you know, you're just, but either way, the point that you're Omer Belo Tam, the two Lishonos agree. So Tosfos, who wants to contrast, Lo Shvach Amar, they didn't mean a Shvach. Ela, he meant something else. Kloimar. Well, what's the something else? Omer Belo Tam. Well, that's what Divrei Neviim means also. I understand Divrei Neviim means more than that. It's Omer Belo Tam, and therefore it means that you're a Navi. So there's an added step, Omer Belo Tam, and you're a Navi. And here it's just Omer Belo Tam without the and. But it's not hitting the nail on the head. you're contrasting two choices, and you're making the two choices. I could just see the conversation here. You know, the what happened in the Gemara. Rav Yossi came along to Simchas and says, "Ain't that what a different Neviim?" And I can just say Simchas says, "Oh, thank you very much." So Rav Yossi says, "No, I wasn't complimenting you. Oh, you know, you thought I was complimenting you. You know what I meant to say? Ain't that what a different Belo Tam? Oh, thank you very much." you're not. It's not. You know, you want to communicate. Tosfos Gufa is trying to communicate clearly that it's not a shvach, it's a gnai. He should say the opposite of the shvach. He should say maybe not sha'omer b'lo tam, sha'advarim ein lahem tam. Maybe that would be better. You know, that these, you know, sha'omer b'lo tam is that you have no logic to what you don't have a tam. You know that's true in Navi too. To say the words are wrong, the words have no logic, they're illogical, that means the ways the words are wrong, that would have been maybe a little change of the word, of the learning, that the words that you're saying are illogical and not true. But Sha'omer Belo Tam is not really hitting the nail on the head. I'm not sure if this is fair, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to answer it, so that's why I don't know if it's fair. What bothered me more was that Rashi says already, ain't that a divrei neviim Belo Tam. And Parshat Shat, Tosfos saw Rashi. He doesn't quote Rashi. So why doesn't Tosfos quote Rashi? The Rashi says it already. So I know that's not the biggest question, because you do find sometimes that Tosfos goes as Mechadesh and you find it in Rashi already. But it does happen sometimes. So it could be, but it's usually not. Usually, Tosfos doesn't say what Rashi said already. And if he does say what Rashi says, he usually will tell you it came because of Rashi. But he won't just ignore Rashi. Usually, 98% of the time. There are, once in a while, you do have an exception. And okay, so it's strange. So maybe this is one of the strange cases. But that's a little daichik. What I assume Parshat Shat is Tosfos read Rashi. Rashi said Belo Tam. He said, Rashi says Belo Tam, but that's ambiguous. Belo Tam could be Shvach, should be Gnai. So Rashi's not really clear. So therefore, Tosfos has to write his Tosfos. Tosfos says, yeah, Rashi didn't explain what it is. He said Belo Tam. Yeah, but it's a Belo Tam, and therefore it's Neviim. Because how else could you say something Belo Tam? Or it's a Belo Tam, and therefore it's ridiculous, and you're wrong. So Rashi's ambiguous. So Toivis comes in there and says, Rashi wrote his parish on the Gemara. He's ambiguous. So I don't know what it means. So you know what I'll tell you? Kloimar! And then you use the same words that Rashi used. I mean, like you know, it's just, that's, so I don't know, that maybe is an impossible question to answer. So maybe we won't answer it. But that's what, when I was reading the sugya, it just seemed to me so strange that maybe we'll try and answer it if we can. But I don't know. But I'm not sure if we can or can't. But it just, if you assume that Taibis saw Rashi, and he thought that Rashi was ambiguous, so what's he doing using the same words that Taib Rashi? Taibis is because he's clearer than Rashi, because he put this introduction, lo the shvach kamar. Okay, that's true. He's being a little clearer. Now, Rashi didn't write lo the shvach. So by putting this introduction of lo the shvach, so he's clearer. Yeah, but still, if you Taivis looked at Rashi and you felt that those words, Sha'imir Belo Tam, is ambiguous, so good, you said Shiloh Shvach. But now, but you didn't stop there. You continued. At a Kloimar, so when you're Kloimar, don't use the same words that Rashi used. It's not the way of speaking clearly. Taivis shouldn't use the same. You said lo the shvach. That was very nice. So as you're being clear, but then you say Ela Kloimar. What do you mean to say? So don't use the same words that Rashi used, which you yourself, Taivis, felt were totally ambiguous. So I'm just using the Rashi as to highlight that Parshat Pshat is that Rashi's words are ambiguous. We don't know really for sure what Rashi holds. Parshat Pshat, Taivis didn't know what Rashi held. So why does he use the same words? Now, Taivis and Ervin also uses that lashon below Tam. It's not as bad, Taivis and Ervin, because he's not contrasting it to the problem, to the pshat of lo de shvach elo. So it's not as bad. He also uses, he just, when he's saying the pshat, lo komar hai de shvach, lo otyan zim eshvim pirish, lo oimram below Tam. Not as bad over there, I don't think. But okay. All right. Anyway, that's end of section number one. Okay. Problem, the section number two, is I go further in the Gemara, and again, the same type of thing. Whenever we find a machlokes rishayim, we get a little nervous. What's going on here? So the Gemara, you read through, continue through in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that to this you say that there's such a thing as nevius, and that not only is there nevius, that Chacham adif mi Navi. That a Chacham is better than a Navi. Which the Maisa, the parish here, the Ben Yehoyada, has a great deal of trouble understanding what that means. Because obviously the Navius of today is on a lower level than the Navius. In other words, the way he understands the Gemara, the Gemara is saying that even though there's no, obviously, Yirmiyahu, Yishayahu were great Chachamim, but besides being Chachamim, they were also in the Nevi'im. So their Nevuah was on a certain level. So today, that we say that Nevuah is still left by the Chachamim, so that means that you have to say that the level of Nevuah that's left by today's Chachamim is not the same level of Nevuah that was in the time of Yirmiyahu, Yishayahu, Shmuel, etc. So it's lower. So how can the Gemara say that? how can the Gemara say that the Chacham Adav Minavi? Right? That sounds very, very schwer. That's really what the Oitzer Gaon Yisrael is bothered by. What does he mean? It says Chacham Adav Minavi. He goes through this whole explanation that today it's a lower. There's Nevuah Ikris, and when we say that that Nevuah is Bato, but when we have Nevuah today, it's a different level of Nevuah. So it's a lower level of Nevuah. So what does it mean that a Chacham is Adav? Okay, so he has two Pshatim, because he means Adav in that he doesn't have to prepare. Okay, so we'll see. We'll try maybe. Right, that's where I meant to. We'll see if we try and answer his question. Okay, but that would be really point number two. Okay, but point number three is The Gemara wants to prove this yisaid, that how come other from Navi, from the fact that Gavra Rabba Amra said thing, whom is Abba Lachal Moshe Mitzinai. So that somehow or another proves that there's Nebuah, and it apparently proves that it's even other than Navi. Okay. Said the Gemara, the Dilma Kesuma Baruva. Dilma, which I sound like from Rashi, not really sure what the words mean. It means like a blind person. It means Rashi, somebody with like a lucky guess. He was lucky. He's just a mikra b'yalma. You know, whatever. He just, it happened. He got, you know, sometimes you got to be right. So the Gemara answers a lot of time, y'all. So Rashi says, read Rashi. The last time Kamar, the Milsa, he gave a reason. Kiva Damar Tam, since he gave a logic, ain't like a Suma. He's not like a blind person. Shemechubin Leira Baruba, the Mikra, that one, he had his lucky shot that he got lucky, hit the bullseye, whatever, that in the Mikra Bialma just happened. And as far as Halev, because he's saying some logic, he aborted up in a vua. Because you can't, if you ask a guy, is this kosher or treif, and he says kosher, oh, you got it right. Okay, so that could be luck, you know, or but if you gave an explanation, a complicated hezber, which is humanly incomprehensible, human seichel can't understand so big, and you give this amazing chokhmah that, you know, you write out some mathematical formula, you know, then it must be that he came, you got this in Nevuah. It can't just be a lucky thing that you just came up with all this chokhmah. Mizal kala asking, alokha Moshe Mitzinai. Okay, so therefore it must be it's in Nevuah. Okay, fine, Rashi. Sounds very simple. Comes along Rabbeinu Gershon. I always like to read Rabbeinu Gershon when learning the Gemara. Rabbeinu Gershom says, if I can find it, Vidilma, okay, Suma Aruba, the Mishani, Lav Taima Kamar, Shemevi Amasa Dvar of the Raya, Umi the Kamar Taima, Vadai Me Rov Hachmasa Kamar. So the Gemara's answer is, since he gave time, it's Vadai Me Rov Hachmasa. So superficially, Rabbeinu Gershom makes absolutely no sense. Like, that wasn't the choice. The Gemara wants to know, the Gemara is saying that it's a Nevuah. The Gemara's whole point is to try and show that the Chacham, we're going with this sequence of the Gemara, that the Chacham has Nevuah. And with his Nevuah, he's able to get this tremendous yisaidus, the secrets of the world. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi says he bought lo b'nevuah. Okay, so that makes sense. Rashi's mamish with the Gemara that it gets it with nevuah. But the Rabbeinu Gershon is saying he doesn't get it. May rov chachmaso kamar. He didn't get it b'nevuah. He got it because he's smart. What's he talking about? That's against the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Gershom said, you know, that's not an option. The Gemara's only option was it a lucky guess, or did it come to Mikayach Nevuah? That's where our choice is. We're trying to prove that he has this amazing Nevuah, because otherwise, how else would he be able to figure out Halakha Moshe Mitzinai? So you say that, no, Yatsky Kasha, maybe it was a lucky guess. They said, no, it wasn't a lucky guess, because you can't, lucky guess, you can just say black and white, yes or no, kosher or treif, but you can't go ahead and come up and give some deep philosophical explanation. So obviously it's a Nevuah, but Rashi says, but he says that it comes to the Chokhmah. So I don't know, again, the same question. First of all, I don't know Mineyu Bey, what Rabbeinu Gershon is saying. And is there or is there not a machlokes between Rabbeinu Gershon and Rashi? That Rashi says that he bought lo b'nevuah. And Rabbeinu Gershon says it's coming mechokhmah. So do they have two completely different readings of the Gemara? Are they Is there some major machlekes going on here between Rabbi Nagirsha and Rashi? The Maiz of the Rimigash is okay. So we're going off the page. The Rimigash says the Dilma Kesuma Aruba Klamar Dilma Hach Milsa the Klamar Hai Chacham La Mehach Mahuda Amra. Again, what is Dilma La Mehachma? The question wasn't the Hachma. The question was maybe. We were the Havina was that it's from Nevuah. So what's he saying? That it's La Mechachma. No one ever suggested it was Mechachma. The whole point is that we're trying to say that he's proving as Nevuah. So again, I know again he's like the Rabbeinu Gershom, but it's La Mechachma the Amra. Umadrinin, the answer, the Kima the Gamar Yadav Ena Mechachma the Amra. So Rabbeinu Migash is basically the same, obviously, the same Rabbeinu Gershon, that the Gemara, maybe Rabbeinu Gershon, you would think is maybe just yet only Rabbeinu Gershon, okay, you'd be doiche, but, you know, I don't know how you'd be doiche, but you somehow, but the Rimigash is clearer. Once you see Rabbeinu Gershon, then you see Rimigash, the Rimigash says twice, it says, the Kashi was, you're telling me it's Mechachma, no, it's not Mechachma. The answer is no, it is Mechachma. So the problem is that the Rimigash and Rabbeinu Gershon are seemingly going against the Gemara, which is the way, and Rashi seems to have Pashup Shat. So it's a question, how is the Rimigash and the Rabbeinu Gershon learning the Gemara? And what, and is there any Machloikas between Rashi and the Rimigash and the Rabbeinu Gershon and Pshat the Gemara? Is there there's some kind of Yisaitis Tikka Machlaikis or not? Okay. Okay. I'm just looking at the sheet. I don't have any great critique in the sheet. I don't have an answer, so I'm not going to. It's not a question. You don't ask a question, you don't answer. But just an observation in the Shita, he says, "I'm Rav Yosi, ain't had a different views. Yesh beforeshim the gnai kloimar she'ain tam yishir malado." Okay, that I read. That is where I would have said it, avoiding the problem of Rashi. Not that you're saying something without a time. It's going on the thing. The thing that's being said, it makes no logic. Right? That's good, saying the Gnai. I like that. And the Shra Kloimar Divei Nevuah. I just didn't understand why, you know, like both shot them are Kloimar. I don't know, the second shot, Kloimar Divei Nevuah Haim. I mean, that's what he said. Ain Eda Divei Nevias. I don't know why he says, and the second shot, you know, just point on the first shot, he says it the way I would have liked Taisus to have said it. She ain't time to share my lado. In the second shot, he says it straight. It's divrei nevias. That's what he says. Ain't eda divrei nevias. Kalaimar divrei nevuah. I mean, okay. I mean, that's pretty. I don't know exactly the kalaimar with divrei nevias and nevuah. So I don't know. Usually, kalaimar means that it's a daichik in the lashon. Here, it doesn't sound like it's a daichik in the lashon. That's nevias and nevuah. Sound like it's the same thing. So I wasn't really so clear why he says Kalaimar in the second Lashon. Maybe it's just balancing the second Lashon to the first Lashon. But Parshat Shad is the second shot. It's straight. It's simple. Divrei Nevias, Divrei Nevuah. Okay. I do have an ulterior motive for acquiring the Shita, but we'll hold on to it. Okay. Anyway, so the Maisa, so it comes out as Sada. So far we basically have three or four problems to work on. One is trying to understand why Tosfos is so adamant to the answer of Tosfos and Ervin that the Gemara's Lashon of in Bechoris is different than the Lashon of Divrei Nevias. Like here, there's a blatant difference. Divrei Nevias means like the Shita Mikubetzis says, Divrei Nevuah. That's what Divrei Nevias means, Divrei Nevuah. That's what the words mean. While on the other hand, Nasu kid divrei nasu also divreiem kid divrei nevias means it's not nevias, it's not. It's only also divreiem kid. So there's a clear difference. So the chiddush is obvious. So why in the world would Taiba say, like the world's greatest daichik in the world, when you have the which with anything you have the glat of pshat that Taiba is an Arab and saying, which if anything I would have said even the chatchila sounds right. So that's question number one. And the question is, what is the machlokes between Tavis and Ervin and Tavis and Bar Basra? Is there some Yisraelitic machlokes, or is it just a Kvetchi machlokes? Don't know. Question number two is, why does Tavis, when he's trying to be clear, to say over the ripe shot, why does he say the same exact words as Rashi, which is the Chayra, same ambiguity, below time, Sha'omer below time? If he wanted to, he should have said like the Shita, that She'ein tam b'fshir malado. Okay, that would have been a clear way of saying it. But she'omer b'lo tam is l'chayra, another way of saying divrei nevias. So it's just not, you're surely not in the nail on that. Question number three is the Gaine Sfarad's question, that how in the world can you say that hokum adif minavi, if you're talking about from nevuah? So how can it be adif? Because obviously the level of nevuah went down. This is his problem. And then the last problem is, what in the world is pshat in the Rabbeinu Gershon and the Rimi Gash that they're saying at the end that the Gemara is saying it's midivrei chokma when Rashi is clearly saying that it's from divrei nevias? And also, is there some yisaitis tikka machlokes between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Gershon and the Rimi Gash? Okay.
Lashon of Tosis in Erevin, when he's Masber the Tzad of Shevach, he says Shevach Kamar.